Good Sunday morning to you. This is Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. I'm Kate Doherty. I got my co-host Keely Rager with me. And it's going to be a great Sunday, isn't it?
It is going to be a great Sunday. Good morning, Catherine. How are you today?
Oh, I'm working on it. I am excited, though. We have Michelle Wheeler, who is an SLP, and Shauna Dunaway, who is an occupational therapist. This is basically the third segment in the Mizzou therapy.
And they have quickly became two of my favorite people. After talking with them the last couple Sundays, they've got some good stuff to share.
Yeah, and I think also the piece where they're talking about how this technology piece can be incorporated to increase independence and access to life is just so key, whether we're talking about children or whether we're talking about adults. But today we're going to talk about something that I really love, and that's co-treatment. And actually, Keely, I know that's your passion, too. You love seeing that combined because that was your background.
I do. And I think anytime you can get therapists across the board working together as a team, and I think that goes for anything, working with a team of people, because everyone sees things a little differently, and then they can see how to make something work. So if we can talk about that and jump right in, let's get Michelle and Shauna in here and see what they have to say about this. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good.
Yeah. You know, actually, I thought about it, Keely. I don't know that some people know what co-treatment even is. I just kind of backed up. We always talk about the acronyms, but and Michelle and Shauna, hop in here. But co-treatment for our listeners is when you have an SLP or a speech therapist. Mm-hmm. And an occupational therapist, sometimes a physical therapist, but it kind of depends. Anyway, so for example, if you go down to Mizzou Therapy and you go into the Assistive Technology Center where Michelle and Shauna work, you aren't just going to see Michelle and you aren't just going to see Shauna. You're going to see them both at the same time, because what they do is they work together to coordinate and figure out how to best help the child or adult access the technology to use it in a functional fashion. Would that be an accurate description there, Michelle and Shauna?
Yep, that sounds exactly right.
Wait, so now why do you think so many people that this model hasn't caught on more than what it has? Because traditionally, we sometimes have a tendency to only see an SLP, mm-hmm. and then or only see an occupational therapist. But
kind of compartmentalize.
Yeah, but we know that the gains when you two are able to coordinate in the manner that you are, that kids and adults both benefit. Give us a little background, please.
Yeah, I think unfortunately, you know, sometimes it comes down to funding streams, mm-hmm. and maybe how certain therapies get funded in different departments or possibly just different departments. But I think, you know, like you said, across the board, anytime that you can get multiple disciplines and, you know, the speech therapy, the occupational therapy, maybe the physical therapy, but also, you know, school personnel and teachers and paraprofessionals, anytime we can work together as a larger team, that's only going to benefit the student, child, adult, whoever we're working with even more.
So how do you all remedy that funding issue when you have an individual that you and Shauna need to see? So Kate just said that whenever someone comes down and meets with you guys, it's both of you. I know sometimes you have to have letter of medical necessity for the insurance company, or kind of walk us through that. And so if someone's coming in and saying, you know what, I'm really nervous about the funding here, what do I need to do?
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, that's such an individual case, depending on what the insurance is. But we're lucky to have a team to the University of Missouri that can help us kind of pre-authorize treatment. Sometimes part of that pre-authorization might be copies of a student's IEP, so that we can look at how are our goals different than goals that are going on and are part of an IEP process through a school system. And so sometimes in some instances we'll require that our goals look differently. So even though Michelle and I might be seemingly doing the exact same treatment, with different eyes, we might have different goals. So mm-hmm. Michelle may be really kind of focusing on that language piece and or that speech piece, the whatever it is that we're working on, where I might be really looking at kind of maybe that sensory integration, how that's all going together, maybe in a positioning or mobility or an access kind of way. So I think we've worked together long enough that that we both see a little bit of both, but certainly having, like you said, two heads in the same ballgame is going to help us ultimately make a better decision.
Well, I love that you have a team behind the team so that the parents don't they're not sitting there wondering how it's going to get taken care of. They know how to jump through the hoops.
Well, and I also, though, I think one of the, I think sometimes from a parent standpoint, and I guess I'm going to put on my parent hat right now, because I think sometimes parents have a misconception when co-treatment is brought up. Sometimes parents, they say, oh, what, you're going to have the SLP and the OT working together? My child's not going to get enough time with the SLP or the OT. And I find that that makes me really sad when I kind of hear that misconception, because quite frankly, if you're following the whole team approach, and if you have an SLP and OT working together for an hour, sometimes you work smarter, not harder.
Absolutely.
And many of the issues that sometimes would take weeks or even months to overcome can be solved when you have that OTI working with the SLP. I mean, I've had the pleasure of watching you two do that, because you'll say, oh, wait, hey, let's change this color, or wait, I think this is the issue, and vice versa, because when you're in the same room working with a child, it's interesting to watch basically how you can offshoot issues that are going to arise further down the road, where if you weren't working together, you wouldn't see that for a significant amount of time.
For sure. I mean, like Shauna said, we have been doing this, you know, together for so long that we almost have the same brain, but I mean, just having her in the room, I know, you know, that, I mean, she's seeing things in a different way than I am, and vice versa. And so, yeah, that team is invaluable. I mean, the information that we glean from an eval or from a treatment session, I think is way more than I ever got doing just what you would call just standard therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And adults and kids, I mean, when we work with adults with ALS, there are usually lots of moving parts to that. And, you know, the more heads and the more hands, typically, the better outcome for sure.
That's what I was thinking. He said two heads, but four hands certainly helps too.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is absolutely that. And I think just going into when we can look at this from a life access standpoint, I think that having both of those different perspectives, mm-hmm, become really vitally important. Which I guess, Keely, I just really quickly, when you were out in the community working with adults,
mm-hmm,
this would have been part of the protocol, like when we were looking at jobs or different things, that you guys would have used a team approach as well.
Oh, absolutely. And the biggest piece is we did have to get authorization, of course, for co-treating. But we did have team meetings and were authorized to do those things. But we actually went into the homes and into the community with the individual. It was a little bit different than what you're going to see with Shauna and Michelle. But overall, it is that same team approach that really does seem to make the biggest difference, because everyone's working towards the same goal, but they're coming at it from where their level of expertise is. So that individual is getting, they're just getting a lot, you know, more bang for the buck in a sense like that, because you are getting everyone working towards that same goal, and no one's kind of, you know, veering off, having those squirrel moments. So it's kind of a good thing. But Shauna and Michelle, we're going to have you back in just a second, and we're going to talk more about what you guys are doing out there at Mizzou Therapy and how you can help our listeners here in the tri-state area. So everyone, this is #everyone talking about #everything, if I can get my tongue to work, and we'll be right back.
Don't you think it's time for a financial advisor who takes time to explain things? Brad Kurz, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, does. Investing can seem complicated. That's why he takes time to listen, understands your needs, and explains without jargon. Experience the Edward Jones difference. Contact Brad today, 573-221-1302. That's 221-1302. Making time to take time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Get your tickets today up at downcountry.com for Down Country's Rhinestones and Rodeo Art Auction and Dance, January 13th, 2018 at the Ambiance in Quincy, Illinois. Show you love. Doors open at 5:30. Marilyn Tolbert, president of the NDSC, with Nolan Smith, teen extraordinaire and self-advocate speaker, with Sean Smith, PhD, a.k.a. DAD, a live auction, silent auction, Nace Brothers Band, and more. Get your tickets today up at downcountry.com.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
Welcome back. It's Hashtag Everyone, talking about Hashtag Everything. I'm Kate Doherty, co-host Keely Rager, and we have Michelle Wheeler and Shauna Dunaway with us from Mizzou Therapy, talking about their co-treatment model. And we have multiple areas we want to talk about. So over the break, we were trying to figure out where we wanted to go from here. One of the things that I think is important, or for me, is for area schools to know that you can contact Michelle and Shauna, and they can work with you on looking at how to use this model to not just help, quote unquote, your kids with IEPs or five, but essentially every child, because that's, you know, one of our passions. These issues when it comes to speech and writing and technology, when you look at this with a combined eye from a therapy perspective, we can really increase kids' access. And I think great way to call them, and they're happy to ask questions. Anyway, Keely, you've got that look on your face. You guys can't see it, but occasionally she gets a look on her face, and I'm just like, oh, Lordy.
No, I just think, Shauna, Michelle, I think it'd be wonderful to just further explain what Kate was talking about and kind of what the parameters are, if there are any boundaries that you guys can't cross, or what that would look like if you were communicating with a school system.
Yes.
Yeah, we're here. I mean, I get it depends on, I guess, the situation. So if it's a school that's just wanting, we haven't necessarily worked with any of their kids per se, but they just kind of want information on, you know, how to co-treat and how to implement AAC or assistive technology in any way. I mean, certainly that could be, you know, we could discuss things over the phone, just kind of in more general terms. If they're wanting, we could certainly come also and do, you know, almost a workshop on how to implement some of those things. That does have a cost associated with it. It would be our travel to the site and then kind of a per hour rate. If we're talking about a kiddo that we're working specifically on together, you know, again, sometimes there's a fee-based kind of thing with the training.
Sure.
Sometimes if it's just phone or email, I mean, it is just kind of chatting about what the goal, what we saw. Because typically in any instance, what we see, what Shauna and I see in our place is going to be different than what the therapists and teachers that see this kid every day see. And so how do we reconcile what we see with each other and find, you know, the best option moving forward?
So I'm laughing. You mean a kid doesn't act the same, or an adult doesn't act the same across all environments? I mean, you must be joking. They act differently at home, at school, you know. I always remember, you know, I'd have a parent come in when I was teaching. They'd say, oh, well, Johnny or Susie or Billy or Bobby would never do that. And you'd be like, really? Well, that's fascinating because Johnny or Billy or Bobby or Susie did exactly that. And I think it's the same. I know it's the same. So, you know, sometimes adults will do for you or what they won't do elsewhere. And so it really is fascinating.
Yeah. I mean, we have had many cases where we see something and it's completely the opposite of what is being seen, you know, with their regular team of individuals at school or home or wherever. And, you know, I mean, truly, we just work through that process of reconciling that. A lot of times, if we're not seeing it here, then can we get a trial device? And, you know, if we have to, again, do training in some way, shape, or form, how do we get that training done? Do we send the rep for the company to the school to at least get you up and running? And then, you know, can we get it to where we are seeing similar things so that us as trying to get whatever it is funded, you know, we can see something similar and write the report to get whatever funded.
Well, and I don't see that as a negative either. I see that as such an eye opener if it's happening, let's say, for you guys, but not their normal team. If the individual's willing to do something for you guys, then you all are taking a different approach. And sometimes that's what it's all about, is approach and how to approach that device or that difficulty to overcome it. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
I think you look at the approach, but you also, you know, you consider the process is so fluid. I mean, it's just, it changes based on what's the environment, what's the time of day, what's the motivation at any given time. You know, a child may communicate completely different if they're starving to death versus, you know, a different time during the
Absolutely.
Day where maybe they're overstimulated or what happened right before or right after. As we're talking about, like, the movement therapy program, can we do a little bit to kind of stimulate a child that doesn't have a level of alertness that we need to get them to before we're even ready to go to the communication device? So sometimes I think that assistive tech gets a bad rap because it's like, well, that didn't work. It must be the technology, when I think all professionals are well-meaning and we want to work as a team. We want what's best for the child, but you know, if we're not working together as a team, we might be missing crucial components that may just be a fatigue factor. It may be when they came to us, we were in a quiet environment versus a very overstimulating classroom. And what are the differences, and how can we get better results no matter what environment we're in?
Well, and I think you guys touched on it in one of the earlier shows, but that misconception that, well, there you go, we gave the kid the tool, you know, whatever the tool may be. Maybe it's an AAC device, or maybe it's a keyboard, or maybe we gave it to him, and that suddenly it's like a magic pill, except that's not the way it works. I mean, it's funny, you guys were talking about, you know, are they hungry? Are they hot? Are they cold? Well, sometimes you get a kiddo, they're nonverbal. That's the whole point of having to get some of this assistive technology. But they can't tell you when they're hot or cold or hangry. My husband, you guys, gets hangry. And when he comes home from work, I'm just telling you, I don't want to talk to him until he's had a snack. Well, a kiddo who doesn't have full use of the words can't tell you that they're hangry, you know? And so that can affect all of this. And so I think the more eyes you have on it, it's one of the reasons this is so beneficial.
Absolutely. Agree 100%.
Yeah. One of the things we were kind of talking about earlier were some of the barriers, and I don't know if we'll get through all of these before we have to go to break, but, you know, you were talking about barriers that people may see to coming to Mizzou Therapy and working with you guys or having an evaluation. And I know you listed drive time and funding streams. So why don't we talk a little bit about that?
So, I mean, you know, where you guys are located, we realize it's, you know, it can be a bit of a time commitment to get here. You know, we definitely look at that when we're looking at implementing the technology. Like, I mean, we would love for individuals, especially if a trial period is needed, for them to come and see us at least once a week. However, if that's an issue where, I mean, travel and expense and all of that just isn't doable, then what can we work out? And I mean, at that point, anytime it's crucial, but it's especially crucial to just really get involved with your home team to make sure that they're on the same page, or at least on a page that's going to look similar to ours, so that we can make sure that the implementation that's happening here is happening there. And again, that the kiddo is getting needs met, or at least working towards getting those needs met. So we really try to work through that location barrier, because I understand that's a distance that, I mean, it costs money for gas, and kids don't like to sit in cars that long, and you know, there's only so many hours in a day, and so how do we work through that?
Mm-hmm. It may even be a situation where, boy, that child, by the time they're in the car 2 hours, we're not going to get what we need to get out of them, and we're not going to be able to meet that goal. And in that situation, if anytime schools are willing to have us come, we love to be able to come to them if it's going to yield a more positive result.
Well, and I think one of the things that's important for our listeners here in the tri-states to understand is we have amazing therapists here. We have amazing, you know, speech. We have amazing OTs. The co-treatment model isn't something that you're going to typically find here in the tri-states as of right now. Doesn't mean it can't happen. Doesn't mean it won't happen. Just, however, one of the pieces that I think is unique and one of the benefits of collaborating with or seeking out an evaluation, a meeting with you, or having your home team contact you guys is because this is what you do all day long, is assistive technology and providing access to individuals. I mean, that is what you do. I mean, when you do one thing all day long and your brain is constantly hardwired to look at troubleshooting, the barriers that affected abilities to access their environment or the technology, that's all you guys see all day long. And I think it helps aid in your perception and ability to troubleshoot. And I just talked us all the way to the break. So ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. And I can't believe it. We're already coming to the third segment. Happy Sunday to you. Coming right back.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
Get your tickets today up at downcountry.com for Down Country's Rhinestones and Rodeo Art Auction and Dance, January 13th, 2018 at the Ambiance in Quincy, Illinois. Show you love. Doors open at 5:30. Marilyn Tolbert, president of the NDSC, Nolan Smith, teen extraordinaire and self-advocate speaker, with Sean Smith, PhD, a.k.a. DAD, a live auction, silent auction, Nace Brothers Band, and more. Get your tickets today up at downcountry.com.
Don't you think it's time for a financial advisor who takes time to explain things? Brad Kurz, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, does. Investing can seem complicated. That's why he takes time to listen, understands your needs, and explains without jargon. Experience the Edward Jones difference. Contact Brad today, 573-221-1302. That's 221-1302. Making time to take time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Welcome back. It's hashtag everyone talking about hashtag everything. And Michelle and Shauna, you guys have been talking about the benefits of combined therapy. But Michelle, you had something before we went on break that you wanted to respond to.
You were just talking about how, you know, this is what Shauna and I do. Technology. I mean, that's where our brains go. And it just made me think, you know, at some point during the year, you know, a speech therapist is out in the clinic that I'm in, and I've had to fill in to do more traditional speech therapy. Mm-hmm. And I mean, my brain, as you said, it just goes to technology. So it is just a testament to having, you know, more eyes and more brains, you know, working together for one patient's needs. Because we've had some, you know, clients that when I, just because I was covering and kind of went there with technology, you know, the traditional speech or the other speech therapist was like, oh, well, I hadn't even thought of that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there are things that they're doing that I would never think of. And there are things I'm doing that they don't think of. So, I mean, it is just so nice to have, you know, a team to look at one person to find the best solution.
Absolutely. And I think it goes back to that point you made earlier, Kate. Work harder, not smarter. Or I mean, work smarter, not harder. I got that backwards. But, you know, the more people you have working together, the more you can get done in a shorter amount of time and make gains and help that individual.
Well, I think we do a disservice to all therapists. Like, Michelle and Shauna, you specialize in assistive technology.
Mm-hmm.
That's your wheelhouse. Therapists specialize. It's okay to specialize, but that's where that outreach becomes so important. And where I personally feel like if you know your kid or your adult needs technology, and quite frankly, if you've got a kiddo who lives or adult who lives life outside the box, personally, I find it really hard how you could say they don't need technology, because to access your environment, the best way that I know how is through technology. I mean, like, that's how you can show what you know. And quite frankly, that's how you can become employable. So it really is vital. But I want to be clear. We have amazing therapists. We have amazing teachers. But most people aren't sitting for their entire 40-plus hour work week, because I don't remember the last time Michelle and Shauna only worked 40 hours, you know, with their brains hardwired to technology access.
Right.
And that's that piece that I think, especially when you add in the different perspectives, makes it so powerful.
So, I agree.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and in anything. I mean, you know, absolutely. The more eyes, the better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just sitting here thinking, you know, you're not going to go to a cardiologist if you have something wrong with your foot, you know, and that's kind of like for you guys, you all are hardwired in this way to help people with assistive technology where, like you said, another speech therapist that may be doing more traditional therapy is going to see things differently. And so just going to whoever is the expert in that realm is the best case scenario, I think, just to get their ideas.
You do not want to see me if you are having swallowing issues. Lord have mercy. You don't want to see me.
Good to know. Good to know.
Well, and I think it does also go back to those goals, because I find it interesting. Sometimes I'll bump into somebody and I'll look and I'll go, well, that's a fix-it goal, except this isn't something we can fix. Does that make sense? And so we have to be careful as we look at those things to go, wait a second, I've got a kiddo with XYZ. And if it's a condition that's going to become degenerative, well, it's not something that's going to get better. So I need to be thinking five steps ahead on how we can, you know, give them a tool that will provide that access to them further down the road.
Right. And you guys are doing this again every day. So you're seeing cutting edge technology, and you're staying right there on the cusp of what's coming next. And I think that's where, you know, if you're not in that realm, you want to go to who is. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
You know,
I agree. And I mean, I think it's unfair to even expect your therapist that is out there doing, you know, standard therapy to know the latest and greatest technology, because it's so ever changing. And we spend lots and lots of hours going to conferences and working with vendors and to stay up to date on what's that newest thing that just came out. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, just in terms of using technology, that I thought of when you talked about kids using technology to kind of open that door, if you look at our school systems, boy, a lot of schools are going one-to-one technology. So,
yes, they are.
You know, whether they're using Chromebooks or iPads, sometimes it might be as simple as, if your student's having some trouble with your Chromebook, what are the internal features and how can we make some adjustments to that Chromebook or to that iPad to make it more functional.
And as a frustrated therapist, knowing that help is only one call away, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So you guys do amazing things, and we are so appreciative of you taking the time to be here and share with us today. But we are out of time, and so we will say farewell, but we hope that you guys will come back. Kate and I have definitely enjoyed you, and I know that she gets to see you guys, and hopefully someday I will meet you as well. But
Rhinestones and Rodeo.
Rhinestones and Rodeo, there you go. But for today, this is Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. Goodbye.
Have a blessed Sunday. Lose your mind, not to carry on.